Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Time to pick our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. I hope Jeff picked one, because if he hasn't picked one yet, he's going to have to be very quick about it. I have mine. He has his. We like to read your blogs. We read more and more every week. And we go through on Friday just to pick one that has stood out through the last week. We call it the Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you'd like us to consider your blog among all those that we read, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. It's just a little badge you can put on your blog. And when you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us that you did, and we'll go, we'll read your blog, and we'll consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
I've got a new blog by Pastor Jared Tucker, Whatnots From My Computer to You is the name of the blog. The blog post is Unnatural Things. There are things in life that are natural: peanut butter and jelly, pizza and beer, salsa and chips. Another thing that is natural in a world sense is this: a child buries a parent. That is the natural order of things, or that is how it should be. What is not natural is this: a parent should never bury a child. Unfortunately, that has just recently taken place in my congregation. This last Sunday, a 22-year-old member of my congregation passed away on All Saints Day. The family was naturally distraught. So why is it that a parent is now burying their child? Sin. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, we now have a world that has been infested with sin from the top to the bottom, inside and outside. Paul writes to the Romans, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." But praise be to God that there is a natural result to this unnatural natural called sin. The natural result is Jesus Christ and what it is that he has done for us. Later to the Romans, Paul writes, "We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. For his saints, for those who die in the faith, we have the assurance of life everlasting. When we face the unnatural things of this life, we are ever reminded of the natural result of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has made all things natural, that is, holy and sinless." My pick for blog of the week, Pastor Jared Tucker's Whatnots From My Computer to You.
Hey, please send me a link to that, Jeff, because I don't think I have him on my list, and it sounds like I should. My blog pick of the week comes from the website It's Time, LCMS Unity and Mission, and it's actually a bit of audio recorded by Pastor Matt Harrison, God willing, future president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, preaching a sermon by the first president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, C.F.W. Walther, on the intimate connection between maintaining pure doctrine and carrying out the mission of the church. No one does it like Walther, and no one translates it or reads it like Pastor Matt Harrison. We'll have both of these blogs posted at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, on demand. I encourage you to go not only to listen to us, but also click that link and listen to Pastor Matt Harrison reading this remarkable sermon by C.F.W. Walther, more relevant today than perhaps even when it was first preached. Issuesetc.org, click on demand. When we come back from this break, we've got hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead. Well, we've done email, we've done comment line. I don't even think we got to comment line. We had so much email. We've done blog of the week. What's next? Stephen Baskerville will join us. We're going to talk about the war against fathers. He's got a new book called Taken Into Custody, The War Against Father, Marriage, and the Family. And then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week later in the second hour. Our call-in number to vote or to ask a question or a comment during our conversation with Stephen Baskerville, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.